At Marjorie Walton Elementary, 4 and 5-year-olds learn about the seasons, animals, shapes, and sizes. They learn to read and answer questions about stories. And they learn to write the letters of their names.
Oh, that's a beautiful A. Can you write some more A's for me?
What letter is this?
A.
A.
For Amari.
Start at the top. There you go. Now, can you do another one by yourself?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
Mark. Teacher Misty Hollis says what she's doing is helping fill the achievement gap. She says studies show that kindergartners who were in pre-K classes outperform kids who were not. Nationally, there's been a push for more early childhood education.
So we're getting them ready for their pre-reading skills, their pre-math skills, pre-writing skills. We're putting everything in place so that when that kindergarten teacher gets them, they're ready to go and fly.
Fort Worth's pre-K is available to English language learners and students who qualify for free and reduced meals. But if the bond measure passes, the program would be open to all children. That could expand enrollment from 4,000 to 7,000 kids. District spokesperson Clint Bond says the additional money would pay for 82 new pre-K classrooms. He says it's worth it.
Those children who don't have those experiences in literacy and math and early language, by the time they get to the third grade, are really at a loss when it comes to academic success. So we're trying to prepare those students as best we can.
The proposed pre-K expansion is just $24 million of the $490 million on the ballot. The rest of the money would pay for district-wide technology and security upgrades, 2 new elementary schools, and buses. The district also wants to open a science, technology, engineering, and math academy, and a performing arts school. If all the propositions pass, Fort Worth homeowners would see a 3-cent increase in their school property tax rate. That would mean an additional $30 a year on the average home. That tax rate increase is a reason for some opposition.
Just the out-of-control cost of these programs, and the cost outweighs the benefit. This does not do anything. Bonds don't make kids smarter.
That's Georgia Stapleton, a member of a group called It's Okay to Vote No. She says the group doesn't support the district spending more money to pay for new facilities or programs like pre-K. In Misty Hollis's class, students stand up and sing along. Listen carefully, and you'll hear them singing about opposites.
Happy and sad, happy and sad.
Just like in an election, where opposing forces will decide whether a program like this one should expand. Stella Chavez, KERA News.